We've all seen the end results, the beautiful contestants walking across the stage, but there's a lot more preparation than most people realize that goes into the Miss Hawaii USA pageant. Michelle Targonsky, Miss Diamondhead USA, is here to tell us more about the fitness training, interview coaching, talent practice, and how grueling the entire competition truly is behind the scenes and out of the spotlight. Michelle, welcome to the conversation.
Hi, good morning.
Now, you started dancing before most kids could walk.
Yes, I started dancing at 18 months and started competing around the nation at 5 years old.
Your mom had a dance studio, and so you just kind of absorbed what you saw around you.
Correct. My mom and my grandma both owned dance studios, so I always grew up in the world of dance.
And that sort of is what took you competing at age five to become one of the national finalists for Dancer of the Year.
Yes, exactly. In 2009, I actually ran for Dancer of the Year and got the top 20 national finalists for Dancer of the Year.
So dance is one of the talents that you clearly have from a very, very young age. What are some of the other elements of what it takes when you're competing in a beauty pageant or a competition? In addition to the dance, what else do you do to prepare?
There's a lot of steps it takes to prepare for a pageant. I definitely think dedication is the first thing, is you have to devote a lot of time and you have to really want it. You have to learn about yourself. I've been sitting down almost every day with Nancy Bernal, coaching me, helping me with my interview, helping me actually discover a lot about myself, figuring out what I really like, my passions, and where I want to go with my life. I've also been training at the Art of Fitness with Ray Sagum, and every day I'm in there, you know, trying to build my figure a little better and watching what I'm eating. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication, and I don't know, I love every second of it. It's a great experience.
So how far ahead did you start preparing for Miss Diamondhead USA? I mean, I just gather that you don't just fill out a form and say, hey, I'll try it this year and just start competing. You've really got to put a lot of thought and effort and preparation into this.
Yes, I competed for my first pageant last year. And it opened my eyes to the world of pageantry, and I got really excited. It was such an incredible feeling, I don't know, being on the stage and being able to help others just through finding myself. So, I don't know, I wanted to step in one more time and try again. So when I found the Miss USA pageant, I decided to run for Miss USA.
And what is it that you want to do if you were to be our Miss USA? What sort of, they always describe, what is your platform? How do you want to reach those people who are out in the United States who might be listening to what you have to say and looking at you as a mentor?
Right now, my ultimate goal is to spread Aloha spirit. Hawaii has blessed me with so much, and I want to show the world the uniqueness that Hawaii has to offer.
So part of being in this pageant is to help share your aloha with your fellow contestants, and you want to take that a step further.
Correct.
Now, some of the activities that you're doing now, you've got a fairly busy life. You do the fitness training, you do all the other activities, interview coaching, etc. But you're also in a show in Waikiki.
Yes, I dance in the Burning Love Show in the Magic of Polynesia showroom at 8 p.m. It's 6 nights a week. It's one of the most amazing jobs I've ever had in my entire life. It's a high energy show, excuse me. There's a full band, 6 dancers, it's a backup singer. Leo Days is our headliner. He's Elvis Presley. He is absolutely amazing. It's about Elvis's time in Hawaii and kind of the Hawaii influence on Elvis and his career.
Somebody else who shared aloha with the rest of the U.S. at the height of his career, and it's sort of part of what you want to do as well. How difficult is it to be doing high-energy dancing 6 days a week? I can't even imagine it 1 day a week, and yet this is something you have to do for several hours 6 days a week.
I love dancing. I always found myself in the dance room since I was 18 months. I was there. If I wasn't dancing myself, I was teaching. I was taking classes. I was watching classes. I was even eating dinner and doing homework on the side of the, like, dance room floor. So I find it, like, you build a stamina for it, so it doesn't get as tiring. But it definitely is a good workout.
I bet it is. Now, you're also teaching kids dance now as well. In addition to doing the performances, you also teach as well. Is that right?
Yes, I teach in Kaimuki at the Movement Center.
So what do you find helps when, can you identify a future dancer in the classes? I mean, can you see a little mini you when you were young in some of those classes? And what is it? What is it that you notice that makes you think that person's got it?
You can always see when a kid has potential. It's their drive. It's their willingness or their want to learn. Their crave for your attention, for your approval. When they're at home, they're practicing themselves, and they come in the next day and they say, "Hey, Miss Michelle, look at what I can do." So you can tell when kids have it, but I think that anyone who can move their body can be a dancer, so there's no reason not to try it.
At any age?
Right, at any age. I teach from ages 2 all the way up to adults. There's an adult TAF class that I taught last year.
I have a feeling that you have just met 2 left feet. Hello, maybe I should join your class.
Yeah, come try it out.
Yeah, show you how bad some people really could be at that. But it sounds like really what you found the most is that it's really more about having the motivation and the drive.
Yes, definitely.
So if you have that and you want to continue, there's a way that you will be able to practice and keep going. And that's part of what's brought you to where you're at now.
Yes, yeah. I think that if you have a motivation for anything, you can, set your mind to it, and you'll be able to achieve it.
You have yet to meet your most challenging dance student in your studio, but I'll give you that. All right. Well, I thank you for joining us today and telling us more about what it takes to get into a pageant. It's not just as easy as most people think, and also how hopefully dance will help you to share the aloha with people all across the U.S. Good luck in the pageant.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on. Michelle Targonsky is a professional dancer who started competing at the age of 5 after starting dancing at 18 months in her mom and grandmother's studio. She was a national finalist in ranking for the Dancer of the Year in 2009, and she's on stage nightly with the Burning Love Waikiki Show and will take part in the Miss Hawaii USA pageant this November at the Convention Center.